Amen. Remain standing. Let's read a scripture or two to get us prepared for what the Lord wants us to know. I'm going to tell you ahead of time what we're going to be dealing with, because it came out of the spirit realm, and it's so massive and it's so productive. I want you to hear it. And I want you to write this down. Living under a massive anointing. That was my first time hearing it. I was praying this morning. The Lord told me that. Living under a massive anointing. Massive means large. It means solid, heavy in stature, large in scope or degree, having no regular form, successful or influential. Listen to this now. When he talks about living under a massive anointing, the massive abilities of God, a massive anointing. In other words, not just anointing, but anointing covering every avenue of your life, every situation, every move you make, every ounce of power you need. You will not leave here defeated this morning. You will not leave here worrying about nothing, because you're going to leave here wearing a mask. I read thousands of books. I never heard. He told me this morning, I walk in the closet to choose what suit I was going to wear. He said, I want you to teach him how to wear a massive anointing. It's not the suit you got on. It's the anointing you're wearing. It's not the dress you got on. It's the anointing that you have to wear. Are you following me? I never heard that before. You ever heard that? We'll get further into it. And so a scripture to address this is Luke 4:18. All the years I've been reading that scripture, I didn't know what it meant. But this morning he's going to reveal it to us, what a massive anointing means. A massive anointing can deal with anything. In power. Recognizing that there's nothing can come up, can take me out. I have victory over every situation as I yield to the power of the Holy Ghost. Jesus tried to tell us this in Luke 4:18. And today this come upon you. Say massive anointing. I will live the rest of my life under a massive anointing. That means, child, there's nothing you can't handle. That means that your life will stay pregnant with God present. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Jesus telling us about this massive anointing, because he has anointed me to preach. Now look at the massive thing. Gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted and to preach deliverance to the captive and recovering of sight to the blind and to set at liberty them that are bruised. What left? All aspect of life is covered this morning. You look again in Acts 10:38, Jesus again revealed how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil. That's Acts 10:38. And you're going to have to meditate these verses to substantiate this massive power, this massive abilities, this massive anointing God is placing on you this morning. I never heard it before. Of all of my study, wearing a massive anointing. In other words, it's not one aspect of power, but it's all power. And so, in our text in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, now I better understand 1 Corinthians. Turn there. We'll sit down in a minute. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Now, we need to see this. There Jesus talks about all this anointing would do when you're covered with it. Heal a broken hearted. Set the captive free. Now here, Paul, the apostle, points out how this massive anointing can be obtained in the spirit. For it to happen, my brothers and sisters, you have to be sitting on a certain type of preaching. You can't sit under that flowery stuff. Form and fashion, the preaching has to be loose to the Holy Ghost. Whatever way the Holy Ghost want to go. You understand? It has to be loose that power can flow and won't be denied by man. Organized preaching is wrong. It has a format. You got to learn how to flow with the Holy Ghost. What'd I say? Now notice you read Luke 4:18, Acts 10:38, you read that. Now here, the apostle going to reveal how massive anointing is transferred to God's people. For to pass on a massive anointing, you're going to have to preach out of a massive anointing. Anointing plus anointing equals anointing. And I just want you to take a little a thought pattern here before we sit down. We're talking about a divine ability. Yes. What I say? Yes, yeah, it's not. You see, you're not a normal person. No. You're not regular. No. He who walk in revelation of their sonship and their connection with God is not regular. That person carries miracles with them. Every one of you all are miracle carriers. You're a sign carrier. You're a wonder carrier. I know you're wondering where is that sometimes, but you got to get under the anointing, get in the presence of God. You're supposed to change a whole situation when you walk in the room. Everything wrong should bow. So here in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, Paul said, and I, brother, in verse 1, I came to you, came not with excellency of speech of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I'm determined, Paul said, for I'm determined not to know anything among you. That's powerful here. Save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Now notice, in wearing this massive anointing, weakness is still there. But the weaker you are, the more massive the anointing becomes. I said, the more weaker you are, the more massive the anointing becomes. Because see, you're not dependent on your own power. You're not dependent on academic. You're not dependent on money. For I'm determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. That's the secret there. Then the Paul said, I was with you in weakness and in fear and trembling. Look at those three words. Weakness, fear, trembling, equal massive anointing. See, because you're out the way. You understand what I'm saying? See, your weakness and your trembling, it keep you out the way. You stop trying to function, listen to me, in self-effort. The anointing is not educated. Because there's no grade or level can classify the anointing. The anointing means you have graduated over Satan and over all the power of the enemy. The anointing is a divine diploma. So Paul said, and you don't have to talk too good to walk in the anointing. You don't have to have good grammar. Ooh, Jesus, thank God. Hallelujah. I feel anointing coming on right now. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Massive power. Come on, the people of God this morning. Oh, my goodness. Look at verse 4. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom. Oh, but look at the end of his verse. Oh, this is what a massive anointing would do. But in demonstration of the Spirit and power. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. I thought I was through reading, but that's another verse I think you need to look at. Look at Romans 15. We'll sit down a minute. Romans 15, I'm not telling you that anymore. I'm going to stand up the whole service. Romans 15. Verse 19, Romans 15, verse 19. Through mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God. Look out. Mighty signs and wonders will begin to manifest in your life. Blessing, listen to me, blessing that you can't explain. You receive that? See, when you're wearing this massive anointing, supernatural things begin to happen that you can't explain. Y'all sure excited. Let me say this again. Massive blessings begin to happen when you're wearing a massive anointing. No, y'all ain't received it yet. Do you know what I'm saying when we talk about massive blessing from God? Do you know what that means? There's no limits. And see, if you don't respond, you can't receive. If God sends you a word and you just nonchalant, you're not believing what he's telling you. I'm saying up in here, everybody under the sound of my voice about to operate on the massive blessing. You ain't gonna cut up. I said, baby, I'm not the milkman. I'm a messenger from God. And he's sending a message to you. He sent a message to you that you about to walk on a massive blessing. You see, you can't wear a massive anointing and not be massively blessed. God about to make some things work out for you. Other people don't get blessed because you in the room. God do not like to send nothing out where people don't receive it. I'm not just talking up here. God said that massive anointing on your life gonna produce massive blessings. People are gonna come to you and ask you, who did that for you? Then you can witness that Jesus Christ is Lord. How you got here? Who you know? Who you connected with? Why your life so massive? Why you so blessed? Why you so happy? Why you so well? Why you so free? Oh man, come on here. Why you so happy? Why you so full of joy? Show you one more scripture, because this is going to start happening to you. Now you're wearing this massive anointing. In Acts chapter 19, verse 11. And God wrought. Forget about Paul. What's your name? God wrought special miracles by the hand of James, Larry. So you're wearing the self-same anointing. You follow? You may be seated. Now I'm going to prophesy to you. Take note as you can. Thus said the Lord. Your time has come. Listen, your time has come for full supplies of my presence. To experience my glory over and over again in every situation. Everything that's about to come up in your life is going to be a glory experience, because the glory is going to move in and take over. Thus saith the Lord. It's prophetically, Lord, give me this word. There's a flow that I want my children to live in by supernatural abilities. May I give you that again? Are you listening? there's a flow that I want my children to live in, my supernatural abilities. Where the works of the enemy will have no power in your life. Thus said the Lord. He gave me this prophetically. That the work of the enemy, what? Where the works, plural, of the enemy, no matter what he tries, will have no power in your life. See, I'm covered with a massive anointing. I'm covered with the massive abilities of God. I'm coming with supernatural ability. I don't care how I feel. I know this. You ready? You cannot fail at no time or in any situation when you're fully trusting me. Operating, listen, in my divine persuasion. I'll give it to you again. This is what the Lord's saying to you. You came here this morning. This is what the Lord's saying to you. He's saying, you cannot fail. Say, I cannot fail.
I cannot fail.
What? At no time or in any situation when you're fully trusting me, operating my divine persuasion. My brothers and sisters, I want you to know what God's saying to you. God said, I want you to be divinely persuaded that no one and nothing can stop you from being blessed. All right, somebody about to get blessed now. I'm still prophesying from what he... So it doesn't matter how things look. Your life must be based on who you know. It doesn't matter how things look. My life is based on who I know. Whatever don't look right got to change because of who I know. Come on, y'all, talk to me. Y'all gonna let me preach up here? Keep your eyes on me through my word, knowing there can't be no failures in my word. In these times, listen, this is these times. Here's what he's telling to tell you now. In these times, be still and know that I'm God. I don't care what they say. I'm God. This is my world. Knowing, all right, I'm almost got this prophecy out. Knowing that you are fully covered. I never heard this. These are gross, G-R-O-S-S, victory moments in our life. So he said, rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. I see some of y'all not going to rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. Rejoice because you got the victory. It may not look like you got it, but you got it. I know I got the victory. Tell somebody, I know I have the victory. No matter what it is, I got the victory. All right, sit down and start taking notes. living under a massive anointing. Let me give you two or three big things I want you to get. The prevailing power of knowing how to yield to the anointing. How to yield to the anointing. You might not feel nothing, but you just know it's there. You might not see nothing, but you know God working on your behalf. And you're yielding to it. I said this to you again, but I'm going to say it to you again. Stand smeared with the fresh presence of God. You know, y'all didn't hear it. Smeared. In other words, there you go. You every move you know, every move you make, you know God spread all over you. That's such a wish you're dealing with right now. You smear God's presence is smeared over it. Just don't yield to the situation. Yield to God's presence. Let me say that again. Don't yield to the situation. If the situation working against you, don't yield to it. Yield to God's presence. And we began this message living in demonstration, plural, of the Spirit and of power. Now, yeah, praise God is right. Let me see what part I want to give you now. Listen very carefully. I want you young people to listen to me very carefully. Also, I see these young ladies and young men looking at me. Listen very carefully. This is a matter of life, of success or failure. Success or failure is setting right before you right now. If you're going to depend on this world system, and you're going to depend on man and not depend on the Holy Spirit, is a matter of success or failure. The anointing, see, I'm listening, grows as it is pursued properly for the right purpose. And the right purpose is to fill God-given assignment. God, you first. I wrote this. I have watched over the years that men have failed to tap into a real anointing, not knowing that the anointing is not a feeling but a supernatural force. Are you listening? Now it's a question that God's going to ask you. Are you ready to let God demonstrate the power of his life through your life? Yes. Write that down. But make it personal. Write it down. I'm ready. You see, you put it in first person. I'm ready to let God demonstrate his power in my life. Demonstrate his anointing in my life. Have your way, Lord. Yielding to the supernatural powers of God through faith and his wisdom is ready for your taking. My brother and sister, you got to be wise to walk in the anointing. You can't be stupid. You can't be fleshly. You can't let your senses rule you to walk in the anointing. When you're walking in this type of anointing, you're walking above your senses or the natural. Or whatever anybody else say to you. It's another dimension. You a child of God, you got a right to walk in that dimension. You got a right to walk in the supernatural. Yes. Power that you can't explain. victory knocking on the window, the door, and the gate at the same time. Trying to get into you.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
You cannot fail wearing the anointing. And then the Lord talking about a massive anointing. He's talking about every aspect of the anointing that you need. He's talking about, when you talk about massive anointing, listen to what I'm hearing now. When you talk about God said, I want you to walk on a massive anointing, he's saying, I want you to walk on all my ability. Oh, my goodness. Y'all didn't hear that? What God trying to put on you this morning? God said, I'm making available all of my abilities to you through my spirit. Woo! You heard that? God said, I'm making available all my abilities to you through my spirit, and I want to put it on you. Right up here this morning, I want to put it on you. I want to put massive anointing on you right this morning that you can go straighten out all the mess that's been messing with your life. I want you to function in power from this day forward, knowing you're in control. Behold, I give you power. Luke 10, 19. The tread on serpent and scorpion and the power of the enemy. Luke 21, 15. Turn that too. I give you a mouth and wisdom that the enemy cannot gainsay. That's that noise that comes. Luke 10, 19. Luke, 21, 15. You see them two scriptures? Behold, I give you power to tread on serpent and scorpion and over, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by no means shall hurt you. Thank you, Jesus. Luke 21, 15 now. I don't only want you to walk it. I want you to talk it, baby. I don't only want you to walk in power. I want you to talk with power. Come on, y'all. Y'all got to let me preach up here this morning. Luke 10, 19, talking about walking in power. But he said, I didn't give you the ability to walk in power. Well, look at this. For I give you a mouth and wisdom which all your... should not be able to gainsay or resist. I want you walking in power. I want you talking in power. I anointed your mouth. Words that come out of your mouth are anointed. I have a mouth and wisdom from God. Everybody say massive anointing.
Massive
anointing. Say, I'm covered,
with
a massive anointing.
A
strong anointing.
Strong.
And the anointing, actually, my brothers and sisters, is the ability of God through the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Don't try to deal with it without the anointing. Pause.
Yes, sir.
Till the Holy Ghost can tell you how to handle it. Now, here's what I'm hearing. This morning, all of your predicaments are gone. You have been arranged this morning for total victory. Oh, it's getting on you. Oh, it's getting on you up in your right. It's getting on you, baby. Yeah, oh yeah, the law of impartation is yeah. Huh? Look at Romans 1:11. Look at Romans 1:11. May you let the Lord this morning impart some spiritual gifts to you. It's imparting going on this morning. Won't you let him impart it to you? Come on, son. Won't you let him impart it to you? Hold that. Here's what I'm here for this morning.
Come on.
You look at the 11th verse. See, y'all, We've been so used to going to church. No, more than that going on here right now. See, you don't come here, get out your bed, and you got to do all that to get and drive here, and come here and just hear a little noise and go back home. No, you're going back wearing something. You're not leaving here defeated.
Come on.
And the enemy, you listening?
Yes, sir.
Whatever he tried to do to you, we will not be able to repeat it no more. Because when he comes the next time, he's going to find you massively covered with the anointing. When you come here, what's supposed to be happening, not just songs, not just talking from the Bible, but impartation must be taking place. Something must get on you to help you to walk next week like you know who you are. You can't say, you can't leave here talking about I've been to church. I am church. I'm asking the glory to break out in your life in the morning, in midday. I'm asking you to be soaked in God's presence and know God loved you. Sit down, I want you to write this. Come on, son. I want you to take this note. It's $1,000. I want you to take a note. Business man sent me $37,000. Two or three days ago. Listen, yielding to the supernatural powers of God through faith and his wisdom. Now, to wear this type of massive anointing, a massive ability of God, you're not going to be just to wear it by faith. It's so massive, you're going to have to wear it by wisdom also. In other words, you're going to have an enlightenment that is beyond excitement.
That's right.
Because it's real dangerous. You see, you carry so much power, you're going to have wisdom as enlightenment. You can get excited, but you got to have enlightenment to understand how to keep yourself in order. Because you're wearing so much power. You're wearing so much strength. You can hurt somebody. So what the enemy tries to do is get us just in an emotional excitement zone, because he really don't want us to have enlightenment of how much power we carry. So he get us excited to move, and sometimes we don't support the move. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Sometimes you don't supposed to say nothing. You don't supposed to do nothing. Just look at it. You have no idea who you're messing with. You see what I'm saying? Not trying to make a whole lot of things happen. Not saying a lot of things. Not even praying. Just stand there. Be still and know I'm God. See, in the spirit, some of your greatest activities when you're not moving. Like meditation? Like meditation? See, meditation will cause everything you do to prosper. Still, and you're listening. Sometimes we're too busy. We're trying to do so much stuff, trying to, you know, binding Satan. Yeah, Satan been bond now. Why are you wasting your breath? Just tell him, sit down, shut up. Go to your text, go to 1 Corinthians. I'm going to go a few more minutes. 1 Corinthians. I want to say a little more about this massive anointing. When you wear this massive anointing there in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, look at it. I want you to look at the scripture again. Verse 4 and 5, my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man wisdom. See, man wisdom blocks this anointing. Man wisdom tries to be competitive with this anointing. This is, my brother and sister, I'm going to use this word, but I don't want to use it lightly. I want you to catch a hold of this word. We're talking about the supernatural. We're talking about divine exchanges. We're talking about a heavenly flow. We're talking about heaven running over hell. Whatever Satan's trying to do, when one of you all walk in the room, it's supposed to be over. You must know how powerful you are. You must know that you're wearing divine abilities. You're not a regular woman. You're not a regular man. You're sons and daughters of God, and you're a carrier of God's power. It says here, because I'm going to read a few things off to you. It says here, my goodness, and Mark, verse 4. 1 Corinthians 2, 4, you with me?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's read those two verses, 4 and 5. You ready? And my speech, my preaching, was not but enticing words of man wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. You read it?
Yes,
now, let me see, can I get this to you? These are the secrets that keeps the glory of God flowing in your life. Now, the glory of God is all that he is, all that he has, and all that he can do. It's his presence. You see, you need to have, whether you feel like it or not, you need to have the presence of God fully in your life at all times. See. Only the Holy Spirit can keep the glory of God flowing in your life. See, you're not supposed to get in God's presence, you're supposed to live in God's presence. You're not supposed to pray to get in God's presence. And you see, when you're wearing this massive anointing, it builds a desire in your heart to glorify God at all times.
Yes.
Glory to God. Which one, Lord? Heaven must prevail over hell in your life. Every hindering force must be moved. Lock or locking the enemy down under your feet. That's where you're supposed to be. Always enforcing your divine rights with your God-given mouth of wisdom. He'll tell you what to say. Somebody trying to jam you up? He'll tell you what to say. Then he'll back it up. Let righteousness, holiness, and sanctification be present at all times. Let righteousness, holiness, and sanctification be present at all times. Don't tell me you can't live righteous. Don't tell me you can't live holy. Don't tell me you can't live sanctified. You're letting your flesh be in charge. When that massive anointing is on you, you ain't going to be no whore. You're not going to be no fornicator. You're not going to be no adulterer. You're not going to be no lesbian. You're not going to be no homosexual. You're not going to be no transgender. Don't tell me you can't stop it. Don't tell me you're a Christian. If God in you, you ain't no whore. You're supposed to be righteous and holy. Talk to me. Say righteous. Holy. Sanctification. That's in you. Sure, temptation may come, but that don't mean you got to yield to him. Jesus was tempted, but he didn't go for it. Yeah, your flesh will get tempted, but you ain't got no business yielding to it. See, when righteousness, sanctification, and holiness in your life, you powerful. Because Satan don't have nothing on you. Satan want to contaminate you and get you walking on both sides of the road. Compromising your faith. Don't do that. Woman tried to talk to me one time in my whole 47 years, a woman tried to talk to me. She was out the way. She, nice little girl. She just got lost somewhere. And she said, I can't sleep because I'm thinking about you. I said, oh, baby, you my daughter. And I screamed for my secretary. That's 30-something years ago, 30, 40 years ago. She was just a nice little girl, but she just got overcaught with my preaching, you know. I could have made a whore out of her. But I wasn't a whore. Y'all don't want me to preach on you, but I'm going to preach. Because we need some holiness. We need some righteousness. We need some sanctification. We need somebody saying, no. I ain't going there. Y'all just won't let me preach because I'm going to preach up in here. This is a holy church. I want to say to these women, if anybody approach you wrong, I'm here. Come to me. I'm always like that. My boy, Ron, I've been with me all these years. I don't play no game. No, no, no. And no hoes living up in here.
Not at all.
I can't have it. I've worked too hard. I've turned too many things down. Yes. And no woman in here can say I ever got out of the way with her. I'll call her a lie right in her face. You ain't got to worry about your wife around me. I got a wife. Every woman here, you either my mama, or you my sister, or you my daughter. You can't be nothing else. Now I'm on who? I got a hoop coming on. Woo! It's something about being holy, man. It's something about being sanctified. You know what I'm saying to me? Oh, yeah, it's something about being righteous. It's something about living right. It's something about... It's... Woo! It's something about being clean and holy. Now, I'll tell you, all you ushers, everybody who working with me in the ministry, y'all better be straight. Turn your resignation in today. Oh, ministry of help. Turn it in today because I'm on the prowl. All my intercessors, everybody around me, choir members, praise them. Sit down and write a few notes in these next 7 minutes. You say, I'm coming to look for a church? Without? Talk to me. Somebody don't even know how to finish that sentence. Somebody in here don't know how to finish that sentence. Somebody don't know how to finish. I'm coming to look for a church without? Talk to me, girl. Talk to me. Without spot or wrinkle. A holy church. I want where a man can stay at his seat and his wife and go to the restroom and nobody bother. You men talk with me up here. Y'all back me up here. I got some holy men up here. Back me up in here then. Don't stand out like I'm not saying nothing.
Come on, win it, boss.
Amen. Yes, because I'm asking God to expose everything. So if you got something going on, you better run. But God about to expose everybody up in this church. In the name of Jesus. That we can have a holy church come here and rest our nerves. Shoot, I better close now. Glory to God. Just excuse me. Glory to God. Write this down quickly. Sit down, write this down. The anointing within and the anointing upon.
My God.
A divine energy. A divine energy. A supernatural empowerment. A heavenly endorsement. Endued with power. Sinking into his presence. Explosive miracles. Expressing the nature of God in demonstration. The anointing is not a feeling, it is a force. Turn to Isaiah 10:27 right quick. The anointing is not a feeling, it is a force. I better say that again. The anointing is not a feeling, it's a force. Turn to Isaiah 10:27 quickly. I'm closing, Isaiah 10:27. Here it is. And it has already have come to pass. I said it has already come to pass. See, that's a prophetic scripture, but it's already fulfilled. And it shall come to pass in that day, that we in that day, that his burden shall be taken off away from thy shoulders and his yoke off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The living of life is not possible without it. Acts 10:38 again. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all who was oppressed of the devil. Now, I've got a word for you. Goodbye, oppression. Because I'm wearing a massive anointing. Now listen very carefully. I want you to take this personal. I'm going to give you two scriptures with it, and then I'm going to try to close. My life is a divine assignment. Say that with me.
My life is
Say it again. I want you to hear it, I want the devil to hear it, and I want Jesus to hear you saying this. My life is a divine assignment. Say it.
My life is a divine assignment.
It requires a divine enablement for performance. You see, because it's a divine assignment, I got to have divine empowerment for to perform the kind of life that I have. I don't have a regular life. I'm a Christian. You hear me? So I got divine power to propel this divine life. I can't live this life normally. Because Satan's the God of this world. But I got the God in me that is the God of him. Why y'all don't want to let me preach? Y'all? Why y'all worried about time? I'm just about to get me another drink of wine up here. Y'all worried about time. I'm drinking. I'm drunk. Drunk people don't respect nobody. They do what they want to do. I know none of y'all never been drunk before, but when you're high, when you get high, you don't care what nobody says. Yeah, do what you want to do. Stay as long as you want to stay. Say what you want to say. Why we can't do it in the spirit world? We did it in the street. Now, y'all know how we acted in the street. Just act like we want to act. Why we can't do that in church? When the glory comes. Why we can't let God have his way? Why we won't put God on a clock? I heard this in the spirit. See, you'd have missed this. Divine substance is on its way to your house. See, we'd have left. I'd have missed that. The spirit just, divine substance is on its way to your house. to deal with whatever has to be dealt with, to promote you, to put you in an undeniable position. All substitutes gonna have to leave your life. Things that are pretending that you're blessed. The real blessing is about to flow. God is opening some doors up in here. I'm online. God is opening some doors right now. Woo! We about to walk in some blessing. Oh, my God. We're not going to be able to handle it, man. My cup run is over. I sense the blessing coming on. Here come the blessing. You go in places you've never been before. You're going to see things you've never seen before. You're going to hear things you never heard before. You're going to have things you never had before. The time has come for the church to shine, for the body of Christ to rise up and give glory to God. God is a good God. He brought me from a mighty long way. You don't know how far he brought me. He cleaned me up, filled me with his power, filled me with his glory. Put a new step in my feet. I got something to shout about. I got something to dance about. I want to tell somebody how good my God is. I got a good God. I will serve him all the days of my life. Somebody ought to praise him up in here. Has he been good to you? Has he done anything for you? Has he brought deliverance to your life? Shout! Give him the glory. Give him the glory. Has he been good to you? Give the invitation, son. Give the invitation. Online, make sure you give invitation. Invite people online. Let me get you to write three things down about this massive anointing. It might not be on the tape, but I'm talking to you now. Write these three words down. Righteousness, sanctification, and holiness. That massive anointing will produce those three. And when those three are produced, there's no limit. You see what I'm saying? You can't do it yourself. I can't do it. You can't do it. I can't do it for you. But righteousness, you're already the righteousness of God, right? Because you accept Jesus Christ, right? Holiness is God said, be ye holy for I'm holy. And then sanctification, you got 1 Thessalonians, read it, 5:23 and 24. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Sanctification means that I'm set apart for only God to use. Okay, so I'm going to teach more on this massive anointing, but I want y'all to go over the notes, go over the tapes. My wife and I, over the help, four nights I've done, my wife and I sat and went over them. Again, you want to get your hand on those. I know a lot of y'all were not here, but some massive things were said about help that y'all need to hear. Go to Leroy Talking TV, right, and listen to those health conference we had. It'll extend your life, and it'll remove some of the things you're hurting in your body now. It'll help you get it out. I'm just a pastor. I'm just a shepherd now. looking out for the sheep. I'm not gonna get upset or angry about nothing y'all do. I'm just gonna teach y'all the truth, and then y'all got to walk in it. So you owe it to yourself to listen to the. There's some information there that will keep you from suffering, dying early, etc. So you need to listen to them. Whether you want to listen to them or not, listen to them. Because they're going to change your life, all right? I'm looking out for you all the time. See, this is my life. This is what I live for. I take care of my family, but ministry is what I live for. When I ask God about extending my life, I say, so I can serve you. All right? So you up in prayer. I want to see you successful. Amen?
Amen.
I want to see you have the victory. I know sometimes things come up, but we just got to deal with it. But I want y'all to have the best. I'm through.